greyhound trainer Rodney Callanan. Well, Rod, it's been a pretty good last couple of months for you. How many winners that?
I don't know, I think probably 10, 12 maybe, roughly. I don't really count
them. All right, well, you've had a rush on, but you've had your licence how long? 7 months? Six?
Yeah, I've had my licence for probably 12 months, I reckon, now.
Right, okay.
I only had a few starters for the first probably 5 months.
Yep. But the dogs that you're racing with, Brendan Browning and yourself, they're all starting to fire.
Yeah, no, they're going well. We raced the mother of the majority of, not the last winner, but M. Salo, we raced her together, and then this is the second litter. First litter probably failed a little bit. They all had speed, but this litter's definitely improved.
All right, how old are you?
Me, 34, just recently.
All right, you're following the footsteps of Dad, Ian?
Yeah, it's always been in the blood, so yeah, it's all I've sort of really known. Sport, yeah. Sport and more sport, and dogs have been probably the biggest part of it.
All right, and of course your brother,
Ian,
plays for the Crows.
He certainly does.
And he really sort of excelled this year, and he played his way into the final series and was a pivotal force there. But you're also involved with footy, and you're coaching now.
Yeah, coaching out at Glenorchy, the under 23 side, and then just one of the assistants for the seniors under Beamer. So yeah, enjoying that too.
Okay, but you've been involved with footy for a long time, like your brother Ian. You played football all the way through. From
yeah, the yeah, played Clarence and yeah, done a bit of travelling. Don't worry, played at a few clubs.
Yeah. Where's the furthest you travelled to play?
Oh, I played at Mount Pleasant when I was, because I was with Susan for a short, for 5 years, and so when we were living out at Mangalore, played at Mount Pleasant. Bit of travel there, Woodsdale, places like that.
All right, but you're settled now, and you're involved with the football. That's pretty much a full-time job, is it?
Oh, not really. I sort of work selling stainless steel as well, it takes 3 or 4 nights a week, though, the footy training.
Yeah, that's pretty full on. And the dogs, with the football season finished now, I guess you've been able to hone the concentration.
Actually, it's funny, because as soon as footy sort of finished, the dogs, Dad always said you need a bit more time and all, and they've actually seemed to improve since footy season's been over. So I don't know if it's coincidence or, the time is definitely there.
Whereabouts are your kennels?
Dromedary.
And how many have you got?
I've got 12 in work.
All right, you'll have 12 in work most of the time?
Most of the time. Try to keep it to about 10. Yeah, but just trying to keep it just minimum, just a bit more quality instead of quantity these days.
Now, racing dogs from a couple of litters that you share with Brendan Browning, how many of those, a dozen, would make up dogs you race with Brendan?
There'd probably be about seven or eight, I reckon.
Okay, but you've got just a few outsiders.
Yeah, just a couple, just more unraced ones, just a few unraced at the moment, probably about 3 weeks away, maybe 4 weeks, just waiting for a couple of names to come back.
What are your plans? What are your aspirations?
Yeah, not really sure. Like, they sort of changed, because after the first litter, it was like, maybe this game ain't for me. Maybe it's a little bit harder going out on my own. But this litter, who knows? We're looking to probably breed from M. Salo again, so we're just sort of sifting through the size at the moment. So we'll probably breed another litter from there and go from there.
All right. Was there any aspirations to be a leading trainer?
Oh, I don't know about leading trainer. I'm just happy just to have the 10 in work, win as many as I can, and then we'll see what it is. One day, I wouldn't mind going full time.
All right. Well, let's have a talk about the winner tonight, and that was Diablo.
Yep.
Put the writing on the wall with the last couple. Was placed at Devonport, and I think Launceston, the second in Launceston last Monday night, was the one that suggested if you got any sort of luck, it'd be hard to beat.
Yeah, I couldn't believe what he actually paid. I had something on him, so... he's always had ability. He's just had, he's a hard dog to work because, as I've said before, he escapes from anywhere. So I've got to keep him on the lead all the time because he just keeps jumping fences.
So do you call him Houdini?
Yeah, I should have. His actual name's Dylan, but he should have been Houdini because I've never seen a dog get out of places that he can.
You have to put a roof on his kennel and everything,
doesn't he? Got a roof on the kennel. As I've said, he's not that off the lead, so... He's like I said, that's why he's improved in the last 3 weeks, because he's got constant racing under his belt, because I can't even hand slip him at Brighton because he'll jump the fence.
You got out of the catching pen tonight.
Yeah, that's the second track, because he got out at Lonnie probably 6 weeks ago, and at Devonport he got caught in the catching pen and got 4 days injury because he tore his side where he got caught in the fence.
Oh, right, trying to get out.
And ripped his rug completely off.
Right. Yeah. All right, you keen?
Oh, yeah, that is definitely key.
All right, now he's from that litter out of Creighton Star, Chinatown Lad. Is that one of the litters that you guys bred?
No, Brendan bought him off a fellow called Jerry Beerman. He's the next litter to, he's a repeat mate into Bangkok Star.
And okay, yeah.
That litter there, so Brendan was actually doing a bit of fencing for the bloke, and that's how he got the, that was part of the payment. He got the dog for part of the payment of doing the fencing for him.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, do you think he might pay his way, do you have one?
Yeah, he definitely pays way. I don't think he's going to be any superstar, but he is a dog that is improving with age, and like he doesn't turn two to January, so he's got time on his side, but he'll definitely pay his way. And hoping he might be able to run 600, that probably, because he just sort of whacks away. He hasn't got anything, any brilliance early, and he's not thing, but he does whack away, so, and chasing's one thing he does do well.
All right, well, you're 34. You took your time to get your licence. Why was that?
I was with Susan for 5 years, so it was a waste of real time getting my licence and racing against each other. And then the same when I moved back with Dad, it was the same thing. We worked as a team, like he trained him, I was more like the foreman. It was a waste of time me getting my licence and us racing against one another. That was a waste
getting
of
getting each other's road.
Yeah.
All right, but Dad hasn't got many in tonight.
No, he's got none in tonight.
No.
He's...
It's rare that he hasn't got a dog in it.
Yeah, he's actually struggling a little bit at the moment, so...
You're not rubbing it in, are you?
Oh, no, he's got too many comebacks for me to rub it in. I do bring it up every now and then, but he's... He says, I got a double here a few weeks ago. He's got four a couple of times, so he puts me back in your box pretty quick.
You got a double at Devonport, didn't you?
Yeah, I got a double at Devonport, and I got a double here at Hobart about probably 3 or 4 weeks ago with Regal Solo and Son of Solo. But
okay. But you love it?
Oh, I do. I do love the game. Yeah. I love the people in it, Like, even trials, I love coming to the trials just so I can mingle. I'm first year, last to leave.
Yeah.
And it's not normally the trials, more than just the gossip, so.
All right, mate. No, that's fantastic, mate. We'll just hope it keeps on going for you.
No worries. Thanks, Pete.